From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today have been here twice before, never in our brand new studio, and we're thrilled to have the entire band. It's the Ballroom Thieves. Hello. Welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Congratulations on 10 years as a band. This is a bit of a milestone year, or give or take about 10 years when you guys first started making music together.
Martin and I did our first trip around the country trying to play music 10 years ago. So that the band hasn't necessarily existed that long, but I think we were inspired 10 years ago to try to make something of this.
Yeah.
To try to lose thousands of dollars.
How's the plan working?
It's
still going
great
strong.
So far, yeah.
We're professionals at that.
We're better at losing money than we've ever been.
Right on. Hey, before we talk about this new record, Unlovely, that just came out, I know that the last few weeks has been a rather trying time for you guys as individuals and as a band due to a rather gnarly traffic accident that took place in Wyoming that made national news, and you guys were in that. I don't really want to talk so much about the tragic nature of the crash itself, but the logistics of having your band van and trailer and everything you own and everything that you use to make money stranded in a snowbank in the middle of nowhere while you guys are being transported elsewhere. What was that process like for you guys?
It was a pretty harrowing experience. But then, yeah, logistically, it wasn't any sort of picnic either. So two of us actually stayed with the van. So Devin and our front of house sound guy, Danny, they stayed with the van because there was a tow truck that said, okay, I think we can get this out of here. And so they ended up getting towed more westward. And the four of us, were bused back into town about 40 minutes eastward and into Rawlins, Wyoming. And then the highways in and out of Rawlins were completely shut down for 3 days.
Wow.
And every day they kept saying, you know, estimated opening time is 12 to 16 hours. And then the next day we'd look and it was like, estimated opening time is 14 to 17 hours. And it took 3 days to clear all the wreckage. And so these guys, Danny and Devin, they drove the van with the trailer after they got it fixed all the way from Wyoming to Seattle. And we ended up, after the 3 days of being stuck in a Best Western, without clothes, without toiletries, we had to get all that stuff at a Walmart, which was the only store in Rawlins. But then we backtracked with a rental vehicle back to Denver and then flew out to Seattle. And so it was like a five or six day event, you know, all in all.
Wow.
And then we were finally back together just in time to play our Seattle show.
Yeah. Most importantly, no one injured in your group?
In our group.
I mean, there were people injured in the crash, but no one from your group injured? No equipment lost or damaged?
Nope.
No, yeah. We're very lucky. Yeah, our trailer really saved us.
And I think one show missed, right? A Boise concert that you weren't able to get to.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad you're here. For a number of reasons, I'm
we
glad
are
you're
too.
Here. Before we get to music, we should probably go around and do introductions for folks who are not that familiar with the Ballroom Thieves. In the studio, from my left to my right, is Devin Mock, Martin Early, and Callie Peters. You have brought another very good-looking gentleman with you today. Who
is
that?
He's good and good-looking. His name's Ariel Bernstein. He's our fourth member. He plays keys and guitars and percussion, and he even does a little bit of singing.
All right. Well, what's first? What are you going to play first for us?
The first song is called Tenebrist.
This is the Ballroom Thieves, live at JPR.
Ha, ha. I'm on the corner of hope, fear, and desire. I'm the sum of what I've done. Just to say I'm really no one. Show me the evidence.
Ooh. Ooh. Ah, ooh.
Cause I can't see where you can sense.
Ah,
the soldier box is busted. I'm too tired to be trusted. Better sing yourself to sleep.
Ha, ha. Ha, ha.
mirror to my following. I'll still be ringing in your ears long after every coast is clear and all the lights alone. We all muddy the water, oh, to make it seem less shallow. If our grief grows like a shadow in the morning, that's alright. We need the dark to know the light. Forgiveness. I am the shape of what is wrong. And time our likely hero, always there but never here, though just sits waiting for himself. We all muddy the water, oh, to make it seem less shallow. Our grief grows like a shadow in the morning, that's alright. We need the dark to know the light. We all muddy the water, oh, to make it seem less shallow. If our grief grows like a shadow in the morning, that's alright. We need the dark to know the light. We need the dark to know the light. We need the dark to know the light. We need the dark to know the light.
That is a tune we know well. It's called Tenebris. The Ballroom Thieves are my guests live in the studio today. It's music from the new record called Unlovely. Information can be found online at ballroomthieves.com. This record came out, I think, on Valentine's Day, right? And you guys released it on pink vinyl, as well as digitally and on compact disc.
We did a teeny little run of the pink vinyl through Newbery Comics. There's, I think, 225 of those.
That's it.
The rest of them are clear vinyl.
Are there any still in existence, or have they all sold out?
I'm not sure.
I think there are a handful, but they're only available through Newbery Comics, so we actually don't even have any.
Oh, wow.
The pink ones, that is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Let's talk about this record, both the title of the record and the title song of the record. Callie, I think it was you that described it as a song about watching you all realize the United States is unlovely.
That's right.
In every sense or in a specific sense at this point?
I'm a little dark today, maybe most days, but I'm going to say every sense because this country has so many opportunities and we squash them all. So I think that's terrible. I think we could be the best country, whatever that means, but we have all the opportunities and we don't take them. So that's unlovely.
I remember when you guys were last here, and it's been a couple of years now, that you were just starting to walk down the path of political message or social message in your song. A bit more than you had in the past. It feels like now you are firmly planted and leaning into it across the board on pretty much every song on this new record.
It does feel that way.
Is that a response to our current environment or a change in the way that you write songs?
I think both. I think it's our age as well. The country is a mess, so we can't think about much else. But we're also getting older and we want to have a family and we're wondering if we should even do that. And life is a little, I hope, less selfish these days. We're thinking larger than ourselves, so we have to think about politics.
The tough part is too that, you know, writing a really sappy, lovely love song when everything else is so terrible, it just doesn't seem quite genuine. So, you know, it's hard to sing about these really positive things with everything that's going on.
It's kind of like an I love you, but also there's a huge mess to talk about.
Right. Right. The last record you made all the way out in Washington State, this one you made in Maine, right? Which is where all of you still live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
we're trying to hit all four corners of this of the United States. You know, we're trying to get the perimeter states first, and then
Florida's next.
Yeah.
Was the choice to do this in Maine because of a specific studio, a specific producer, or just because logistically it was a little closer to where you all are?
Kind of all the above.
All of the above, yeah. For sure. Yeah, we recorded at a place called Here Studios, and then we did a couple of sessions in a few different places too. But also our producer, Jerry Streeter, he lives in Portland, Maine. And then it just happened to work out because we all live there. So it's a lot less expensive to, you know, record somewhere that's close to where you have a bed.
And take all your stuff.
Right.
Yeah. The Ballroom Thieves are my guests in the studio today. That new record is called Unlovely. You can find information online at ballroomthieves.com. Will you play us another?
Yes, the song is called Love is Easy.
Oh, and you were switching. You were putting down the electric bass and grabbing cello.
That's right.
All right. It's the Ballroom Thieves live at JPR.
Except for those who live to roam. Those who live to roam don't need a home except the road. I'll take my time till time takes me. I'll change my mind whenever I please. Believe me, I don't need to be more than alone. But darling, loving you is such an easy thing to do. It's such an easy thing to do. So let me do. Darling, loving you is such an easy thing to do. It's such an easy thing to do. So let me do it. Let me do it.
La la la, la 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 la.
Bide my time writing rhymes and wrongs. What if the right rhymes don't come by? Then flooding come the years with all the youth of spring and tears, and still your doubt that noisy engine labors on and on and on. Darling, loving you is such an easy thing to do. It's such an easy thing to do. So let me do it. Darling, loving you is such an easy thing to do. It's such an easy thing to do. So let me do it. Still have their days. Oh, nothing ever changes. We are knee deep in this avalanche we made.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Oh, darling, loving you.
La la la,
darling.
Such an easy thing to do. It's such an easy thing to do. So let me do it. Let me do it. Oh, la la la, la 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 la.
That one's called Love is Easy. The Ballroom Thieves are playing live in the studio today. Music from their new record called Unlovely. Information's online at ballroomthieves.com. Martin, you and Callie wrote all of the songs on this record together. The two of you wrote all of the songs, but that you actually wrote them together. What did that do to the nature, the form, the style of the music?
I think it really moved it forward, and I think it's a nice evolution of where we were coming from. But for us, it was really nice because it's a bit of a challenge, because in the past, you know, I would write a song and then Callie and I would work on it together, and then we'd bring it to the band, or she would do the same and vice versa. And now with most of these songs, we actually sat down together and we were like, all right, let's write, you know, what's this song going to sound like? The only exception being Pendulum, which Callie wrote by herself. Mm. But yeah, it's been a really nice dynamic, and it's been a good challenge. And we definitely have complementary strengths and weaknesses when it comes to songwriting, and so that's been really nice. And yeah, I mean, doing something new is also always a great thing. I think it kind of inspires more creativity to do something in a slightly different way than the way you've always done it, you know? Mm.
We've had a couple of duo songwriting groups in here over the years, and the two primary songwriters tend to balance each other out. Like, one of them writes the love songs, one of them writes the angry songs, or one of them writes the rockers and one of them writes the ballads. Do you find that they come out that way from the two of you?
Sort of, yeah. A lot of my songs are, on this record at least, are like kind of sweet and like, I love you, but things are kind of tough, and you know, there's a bright side to everything, and you know, kind of try to figure out the silver lining. And Callie's songs are like, just smash the patriarchy, burn everything down. So those are the two extremes, I think.
Devin, let's talk about one of your side projects that shows up at the merch table.
Oh.
From time to time.
Cool.
I saw a photo of many of these recently, wood burning.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Thank you.
When did you start doing that and make the decision that, hey, this could be something that we offer up that's special and different?
Yeah. I think I started doing it maybe six or seven years ago with just kind of like the wood burning tools you find at like a Michaels or an AC Moore. But I just really loved, I was an artist and growing up in different ways all the time. And I just kind of, there's something about working with wood in my hands and, the permanent nature of just like burning something. You make a mistake, you have to live with it and have it evolve into something new that I really loved. And it was pretty early on. Martin also dabbles and has done some wood burning in the past. So we just kind of got into, you know, having it be something that was a little bit branded towards the band and having this complementary relationship between like showing the different artistic strengths of the members of the band, just showing a different side, I guess. And so luckily these guys have let me keep doing that. Martin makes necklaces, and so we're able to offer these handmade items that I think just enriches the experience of showing like who we are, besides being musicians up on stage.
Yeah, so, and it's called pyrography or pyrography?
Pyrography is the art of writing with fire.
Yeah. I think there's a photo of it on your Instagram feed, if I recall.
Yeah.
Of like a display of all the different ones that you've got.
Yeah, I brought out 12 on this tour. It's something I do on the side as well. People contact me to do some work, but I really love doing it through the band and being able to meet folks who, yeah, again, you know, maybe the thing I like to imagine in my head is they take the album home, they pour a little bourbon, and then they use my work as like a coaster and, you know, a companion as they take on the record. Thanks for asking.
Right on. I have to ask, Callie, if you have ever finished your stick of butter.
Oh my God. This is the saddest answer ever. No, because I'm waiting for a week to go by where I feel like my stomach has settled. Mm-hmm. And that week has not come in 4 years.
Yeah. So. Right. So this is part of sort of an internal band challenge thing where you were...
Yeah, there's a lot of shame.
You were on the hook for a stick of butter, and it's still out there floating as a liability for you.
That's right. And you brought it back to my life today. Yeah. So
and reminded
so
and reminded these guys that it's still a liability for you.
Yeah.
Oh, we remember.
Yeah. they remind me every morning.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're waiting for that stomach to settle every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're back. It's really good to see you guys.
Great.
Congratulations
to see you.
On the new record. It's called Unlovely. The Ballroom Thieves are my guests today in the studio. Information can be found at ballroomthieves.com. Will you play us one more tune?
Absolutely. This one's called For Hitchens. Help.
I was born in the right country, where we choke on the smoke of wildfires past. We the counterfeiters to the white and weeping edge of the world. We are long past the day we stood in the light. We are torn, we are wild, 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 wild. Syndicated reverie, with a delicate eye to define the horizon. All in our rags and rising. Why do you let them lie to you? Why do you let them lie to you? Why do you let them lie to you? Be born in the right country. You will learn that silence is not bravery.
That is a beautiful way to wrap up. For Hitchens is the name of that tune. It's the Ballroom Thieves. Devin Mock is here, Martin Early is here, and Callie Peters is here. And you have help again from
Ariel Bernstein and Abby Duquette.
Playing keys and electric guitar in the back. It's great to see you all. Thanks for coming.
Cheers.
JPR Live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.